on February 2nd, 2011. This is Pulling You, number 35, part 1 on penalty doubles. Greetings, Bridge friends. It's Michael here from Bridge Hands. You'll recall we started off with something a little different, a diversion on the laws, talking about dropped cards, exposed cards. And now we're going to get back to the meat of the subject. Yes, on penalty doubles. Well, the last couple of weeks we talked about takeout doubles and negative doubles, and we had so many different doubles. We even mentioned responsive doubles. It kind of makes you wonder just how many types of doubles there are. And in fact, do you think there's any room for a penalty double, a business double these days? Oh, yes. Yes, there is. In fact, we're going to talk about that over the next week or so. So some of you wonder, is there really a safe way to know when it's a takeout double, a negative double, a responsive double, one of the other types of doubles, or a penalty business double? Well, I like the quip that was made by Ken Hubbard, who eloquently said, "The safe way to double your money is to fold it over once and then put it back in your pocket." Well, seriously, though, let's take a look at some double situations and see if we can make some sense out of all of this. Okay, here we go. So first off, let's take a look at some of the doubles we've talked about to date. The takeout double, the negative double, a little bit on the responsive double. You've probably heard before lead directing double, especially when opponents bid your suit and you double that. That is to say, partner, lead my suit. There's a support double that some players use. And how about an optional or cooperative double? What's that all about? Well, we'll speak more about some of these different types of optional and cooperative doubles later. Some like to joke about the cooperative optional doubles as though, partner, I'm going to make a double and you have to figure out whether it should be for penalty or for takeout. Seriously, though, let's take a look at some that come into play for us. The penalty double is what we're going to be speaking about. And let's take a look at the first auction. One club by us, our lefty goes one heart, a pass by our partner, and one spade by our righty. We then come back and bid our suit again. We have a six-card suit, ostensibly. Two clubs. Looks like the same for our lefty, who bids two hearts. Our partner now does a double. This is for penalty. Partner was quiet before. This time, partner is stepping up, probably has some tennises, behind the person who bid the two hearts. And once again, the right-hand opponent comes in with a two spade bid. Looks like there's a misfit going on here, and the person bidding two spades is trying to hustle. What next? Well, if the opponents cannot find a fit, then we're not going to find a fit either. So if we do a double at this point, after we've rebid our clubs twice, and now do a double, our partner's done a double, when they can't find a fit, we're not going to find a fit. So in this case, doubles are for penalty. We'll have an example of that. Okay, how about when your side makes a second double of the opponent's bidding? Starts off one heart by us. Our left-hand opponent does two hearts. This is this Michael's Q bid, where they're saying they have 5-5, five in the other major in this case, and five of an unspecified minor. Our partner does a double. A double in this case says, I don't really have a lot of hearts, but I can penalize them in at least one of their suits. And so far, they've only identified one suit, the spades, meaning they have five in the spades and five in another suit. So our partner has some spades and probably tennis is there also. Now look at this. Here comes in our right-hand opponent with three clubs. Apparently not a two-suited hand for this fellow, but comes in with three clubs. Must be a six or hopefully a seven-card suit. What's going on here? We come back with a double. We can penalize three clubs. Now the person who bid two hearts, meaning they had five spades or more, they're showing the second suit. They're showing diamonds. So they have at least five in the spades and at least five in the diamond suit. And our partner says, well, sorry about that. So after the first double, in this case, there was a first, a second, and a third double. Doesn't this kind of remind you of those dramatic movies when you were a child and they kept getting further and further in the quicksand? The more they stirred, the deeper they got. Okay, next, you may need to pull your partner's penalty double. In this case, we open one heart, and then it's a weak jump shift by our left-hand opponent, probably with six spades or more, jumping to two spades. Our partner right away goes to four hearts, and our right-hand opponent goes four spades, apparently picking up the preempt. We then make a double, but it's not always in agreement. We double a pass, and our partner pulls the double. Yes, sometimes partner can do this. It could be that four hearts was based upon a five-card suit and not a lot else, just figuring they could make the game, had a shortage in spades. Maybe feels they could actually make four spades, or maybe feel that based upon the vulnerability, it just isn't worth it, and our partner pulls it to five hearts. This is permissible. Okay, how about when your opponents are vulnerable and you're only going to be able to play in a part score? Let's look at that one. We open one diamond. Our lefty goes one heart. Our partner one spade. So far, we have an opening hand, could be 8 points up to an opening hand or more. Our partner ostensibly has 6 points or more, and a pass. We come in with two diamonds, rebidding a six-card suit, it looks like, minimum hand. Tenaciously, our left-hand opponent rebid hearts. This time, our partner does a double for penalty. Not going to find a fit. Looking like it's a part score. Our partner has shortness of diamonds and is saying, I'm looking to do a penalty. How about when both sides have the same vulnerability? In other words, it's neutral vulnerability. So the auction, one spade by us, three diamonds by lefty, weak jump shift. Our partner goes three spades, a suit agreement. Four diamonds by our righty, raising the preempt. I'm guessing that they may not be vulnerable. We bid four spades, get our game contract. And after four spades, a pass. Righty bids five diamonds, apparently going for sacrifice. So if we double here, this is obviously for penalty. But even if we were to pass in this position, this is our auction. One spade, three spades, four spades. They're doing this preempts. If we did a pass, it would still be forcing. Our partner would either need to do a double or bid onwards. Maybe we have the makings of a slam here. And we would rather than to do a double ourselves, a pass would be actually a stronger action. Okay? So the double is actually one of the most flexible calls in bridge. There's so many different meanings for it. And some of the things we consider is our partnership agreements. How about the conventions that we're playing? Takeout doubles, negative doubles, responsive doubles, some of these others we alluded to. The vulnerability is obviously a factor. What's the risk reward that we and the opponents get on the various types of doubles? And the contract level. When we're at one or two level contract, it's not normally profitable unless they're vulnerable and we can't make a game. Whereas at higher levels, when they're pushing us, then in that case, we might penalize them to get a better score than if we were to get pushed on and going down. So there are those situations when the opponents tempt us to bid to a higher contract level. There is a saying in bridge, the five level belongs to the opponents. Meaning, if you're going to go to the five, you should also sometimes consider whether you can make a six level contract when they're preempting versus the fact is when they go to the five, that might be the time to double them, because it's hard for us to make a five-level contract. All interesting things to consider depending upon vulnerability, agreements, the conventions, and the contract level. Okay, we're going to go ahead and do a couple hands. We have one here for our free members, and those who have the premium and the ultra membership, we'll have a couple more. On our first hand, we're sitting west, and in spades, we have ace-queen is six, and diamonds, ace-jack third, another five, makes 11. In clubs, ace-jack fifth makes 16. I don't think a distribution point with that holding. So we'll open one club. Over to north. North has king six times in hearts, queen third of clubs, queen 10 third of diamonds. 7 points. Not so sure about one for distribution in hearts, but I think a lot of people might want to go ahead and make a heart call just to compete. So one heart. This is interesting. What do we think for east? Some will want to go one no trump with ace, queen, jack five times in hearts, but with a singleton club and partner suit, somewhat problematic, and five diamonds, it's not really a balanced hand with a 5-5-2-1 shape. So it looks like the auction is forcing at this point, so we can go ahead and pass for now, see how the auction develops. And in south, with a singleton heart, not very happy about partner's bid suit, but in spades, King Jack 6 times, 4 points. King 9 in diamonds, another 3 points. And King 4th of clubs, 3 kings 9, Jack is 10. Perhaps distribution point or so in spades, but we don't know what we're going to have a fit yet. So perhaps one spade. Back to West. West, I'm not so sure that you should bid two clubs. You're in a free bid seat right now. Yes, your partner has passed, and yes, you do have 16 points. I suppose perhaps with the ace, queen, fourth of spades, you're inclined to bid again, having heard spades to your right. Although when we rebid a suit, we really like to have a six-card suit. Okay, busy bidder bids two clubs. Speaking of busy bidders, how about North? Well, North doesn't like the spades. North, in our illustrative auction, rebid two hearts. And this is not a good bid. Why? Well, there's no reason to bid. So far, the opponents have rebid two clubs. We do have queen, third, and clubs ourselves, by the way. But the auction is starting to get a bit lofty. And with a misfit with partner, I think rebidding two hearts is a very questionable action. Ace, king, six, that's a whole nother story. All right, two hearts it was. And at this point, what is East going to do? Well, well, well. It's the penalty double, the business double, right? So at this time, we don't have a fit with partner, clubs. We only have the singleton 10. But we do have beautiful heart holdings behind this busy bidder to our right and North. So double. South is not so happy with this, having a stiff eight of hearts. With two honors in spades, is perhaps inclined to say, well, I've got three kings. Partner, you've got some points, 8 points or more. So you probably got some spades, don't you? Let's do two spades. And now comes the second double that we spoke about. West, with ace, queen, fourth, the tennises behind the busy bidder in South, will do another double. And that's where it will play. Two spades doubled. And let's take a look and see how much this indiscretion cost by North bidding the second heart with king six times. Okay, the lead. Not so easy if it was a lead from an ace-queen, but with ace-jack, sure. Leads the ace of clubs, brings a 10, looks encouraging. Looking at the dummy, we see queen third, so we're not interested to lead that suit, even with our partners inviting club 10. Let's see what West is going to do next. Oh, didn't follow on with the suit. Instead played the singleton heart, seeing six in the dummy. And our partner smartly played the jack of hearts, the lowest of touching sequence. So rather than playing the queen, played the jack to confirm with the ace queen based upon what's the dummy and that South not being able to win it. Okay, so what are we going to return from East? A three of diamonds. Now, normally we lead low to show that we have a high in the suit. In this case, we're leading low is because we want a low suit come back. Our partner, why didn't you, when we gave you the 10, the signal before, why didn't you return our suit? We're playing a low suit as a lead directing signal for our suit preference. And our partner wins it with the ace. Thank you. Finally, our partner comes back with a club, a high club to say, I'd like a high suit coming back myself. And East, sure enough, does a rough with the two. And we get a higher suit coming back with the heart. Good for you, East, not playing the ace of hearts in case they can get to the dummy somehow. So we play a low heart. And South, knowing that it's probably an over rough situation, is going to lose a club anyway, pitches a club, a loser on a loser, and lets West have it with the five. West comes back with a club. Oh my goodness, it's turned out terrible. And East, you scored your second spade. You're enjoying this now. You're feeling good about your partner, even though they didn't return the club right away. You did get your two roughs. And you come back with another heart, a seven, and look at this, an uppercut with an eight by West. Another diamond to the king in South. South, congratulations. You made your first trick. And you're going to have to come back with a spade, and it's kind of a in-play situation. Ace of spades, heart by the dummy, diamond by East is out, and a four of spades. And at this point, they get the last tricks. Making four tricks by South. How many they bid? Eight, halfway there. not very good. Going back and taking a look at this, you recall that the one heart overcall was okay with king six outside queens in the minors. East, good for you for not doing a one no trump right away. That kind of let your left hand opponent, south, creep in with the spade suit. I can't really fault the one spade bid with three kings and a fairly reasonable king jack six times. Two clubs, I would prefer that would be a six card suit, but based upon 16 points and the spade tennis is, I can understand where West is coming from, wanting to compete. Okay, I hope everyone enjoyed the lesson today. For our premium and ultra members, please go on to part two. We have some more to talk about. And for the rest of you, we look forward to seeing you on Friday, where we get into more on penalty doubles. Have a good time playing bridge, and happy trails to you. Bye now.